This podcast is brought to you by Proact Safety, the global leader in safety culture excellence. Find them online at proactsafety.com.
I'm Laura Walter, Associate Editor of EHS Today Magazine, broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks for joining us in this latest edition in our podcast series. How can a company most easily, efficiently, and effectively change its safety culture, particularly when its operations are spread out in hundreds of facilities in several countries? Georgia-Pacific faced this very challenge. About 6 years ago, this manufacturer of tissue, pulp, and paper products, headquartered in Atlanta but with operations worldwide, began to research behavior-based safety solutions to develop and improve its safety culture. Enter Proact Safety, the company Georgia-Pacific decided to partner with to make some significant changes. The work Proact and Georgia-Pacific completed over the years resulted in a dramatic decrease in injury rates, an increase in the level of employee ownership, a new understanding and improvement in company safety culture, and more. In this podcast, we'll learn more about how and why Georgia-Pacific took steps to accomplish this. For the latest in news, insights, and best practices for environment, health, and safety leaders, visit us online at ehstoday.com. Georgia-Pacific is a leading manufacturer of tissue, pulp, paper, packaging, and building products, and has approximately 300 manufacturing facilities and more than 45,000 employees across North America, South America, and Europe. The company promotes safety, environmental stewardship, and community development, and has more than 70 sites certified under OSHA's Voluntary Protection Program. The company was also named one of America's safest companies by Occupational Hazards in 2002. Today, we're joined by Rudy Hagen, the company's Director of Strategic Planning of Global Health and Safety, to discuss how working with Proact Safety helped shape and influence Georgia-Pacific's workplace safety culture. Rudy, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Laura.
What led to Georgia-Pacific's decision to contract with a company like Proact? What were some of your needs and concerns at the time?
Well, about 6 years ago, we contacted Proact Safety, very interested in their work that they were doing in behavior-based safety. Our chemicals business unit had started to plateau in their safety improvement efforts, and they wanted to go beyond where they currently were. And so we started talking with Terry and his company, and shortly thereafter started working with them.
Well, you said that was about 6 years ago. So can you walk me through the types of services you've received and how some of your needs might have changed over time?
Sure. The primary services that we've worked with Proact Safety over the years have been primarily associated with behavior-based safety.
Mm-hmm.
And not only have they provided training to specific facilities to help them implement behavior-based safety at these individual locations, but they've also partnered with us to help us train individuals that would be able to implement behavior-based safety in-house or at other Georgia-Pacific facilities.
How has this work affected your overall company safety culture, and how has your culture evolved because of it?
Behavior-based safety takes some time for it to settle in. It isn't something that you can do overnight, but I'll give you an example. 6 years ago when we started working with the chemical division facilities, there were 17 locations within that business unit, and we implemented behavior-based safety in all of those facilities over a period of 2 or 3 years. And within 1 to 3 years, we started seeing some pretty dramatic results. We saw facilities that were having 4 serious injuries go to 0 or possibly 1.
Hmm.
And we saw the incident rate basically cut in half across the entire business unit. So we saw a very dramatic step change in improvement. And that's the kind of results that we were looking for.
And what do you think happened to encourage that kind of change? What sort of things are happening within your facilities and with your employees?
Well, I think within the facilities, the employees realized that they could own part of the safety process, that they certainly would continue to participate in our traditional safety process, but now they could actually own a piece of the safety process that focused more so on their behaviors. And many of them took incredible ownership and really made the difference. We really saw some people step up and become leaders in the safety efforts, and that carried over to the traditional safety process as well and helped it to work more effectively as well. But most of the locations there in the chemical group, we really saw a difference. Since then, we've been taking these same principles of behavior-based safety to other locations all across Georgia-Pacific, and we're seeing very similar results. We've been working with the rest of Georgia-Pacific now, and it's a slow process here with as many facilities as we have. We've probably started implementation work in about 50 locations here over the last couple of years, and we're seeing quite similar results.
What other type of culture assessment work have you been working with PROACT Safety?
That's a good question, because the work has really advanced beyond just behavior-based safety into more culture assessment. We have taken behavior-based safety to the next level and started going beyond just an initial assessment you might do to see if a facility is ready for behavior-based safety. What we had started to see is that some facilities were very, very successful at implementing and sustaining a behavior-based safety process, where other facilities really struggled. And what we saw was the differences in those was the differences between a facility's culture. And so we jointly, primarily through the work that PROACT Safety had already done in this area, but we partnered again to develop a culture assessment process that looks at, in our case, 17 different elements of culture to try and determine some of the key factors that, if successful, can lead to not only successful BVS implementations, but also success in other health and safety and really other cultural endeavors. Some of these elements might be organizational talent. Certainly leadership is a key part of this, the history of past change efforts, a number of different things that make up a facility's health and safety culture.
And what systems do you have in place to measure how successful the training has been?
Measurement is a key part of behavior-based safety. So the metrics themselves within the behavior-based safety process, where we measure percent safe and percent concern, those metrics there give us a good indication of what we're doing is actually working or not. So we'll make changes, and then we'll continue to measure with the metrics of the BVS process and see if those changes are effective in actually changing behavior.
Georgia Pacific is an international company. How does that affect the way that you viewed this process?
And it certainly does. To be able to impact international locations where there are some language and cultural differences from what we have in the States, we had to find a company that had a strong international presence, meaning that they had done significant work with other facilities, with international sites and such. And PROACT Safety certainly had done that. They, at the time we started working with them, they'd worked in excess of 12 to 18 different foreign countries. And since then, I understand it's even been more. But they understood some of the culture issues. They understood the language barriers and knew how to effectively work within those differences.
And you also mentioned that you worked with PROACT to develop some of these capabilities in-house. Why was that so important, and how has that process been going so far for your company?
That process has been going real well, and the key reason that we started to work with PROACT Safety is that they would transfer their techniques and methodologies to companies, to individuals within companies that would participate in a high level of training. not just classroom training, but actually observing and participating in implementation work where the classroom training was actually applied. And the in-house work was very important to us from the standpoint that we couldn't work with just a single consultant to implement this process in our facilities. It would have taken too long to do that because of so many locations. In addition to that, we wanted to have in-house expertise that could support these behavior-based safety processes on a long-term basis so that when the consultant left, that we would have somebody at the locations that would understand behavior-based safety and could help the facility to continue to grow their behavior-based safety processes.
And what would you say has been the biggest challenge in implementing behavior-based safety?
Well, for us, it's making sure that we have the management commitment and support, making sure that management from the very top level to the facility level and then the layers in between of management clearly understand the capabilities of this process and then work to support it and try not to make it something that it's not really designed to do. So that's been a challenge for us, and not just obtaining additional management support, that's quite easy, but continuing to obtain that support there as managers change and priorities and such change to where they're focused that this isn't just another initiative, but this is a whole different way of doing safety.
And how would you describe your working relationship with PROACT, and what do you think is important for any company like this that is offering behavior-based safety training? What kind of qualities are important, and what should they be offering?
The qualities to us that have been very, very helpful in having an effective relationship between the two companies is basically a willingness to partner together. Mm-hmm. We certainly wanted to develop that partner relationship, and PROACT Safety has been just tremendous and willing to participate in the partnership and make it very clear that, you know, we're a valuable customer of theirs and they'll work with us to do the behavior-based safety work in a cost-effective and an efficient manner, a manner that would be customizable to our facilities and not, again, where we would have to change our facilities to try and fit them into the behavior-based safety process. So having a partnership that is flexible and responds to the customer's needs, those are some real key qualities that, you know, somebody should look for in developing a long-term relationship with another company of such a large initiative as implementing behavior-based safety across an organization.
Rudy, thanks for your time today and for joining us in this podcast.
Since 1993, thousands of people across the globe have trusted PROACT Safety to help them customize an approach to achieve and sustain safety culture excellence. To learn more about organizational and culture safety assessments, lean behavior-based safety, leadership safety coaching, balanced scorecards for safety, or for free downloadable audio advice, visit us online at www.proactsafety.com. PROACT Safety, the global leader in safety culture excellence.
Thanks to Rudy Hagen at Georgia Pacific for joining us in this discussion. Thanks also to our sponsor, PROACT Safety, the global leader in safety culture excellence, for making this podcast possible. Find them online at proactsafety.com. From all of us here at EHS Today, thanks for listening and have a safe day.